From KBIA's Health and Wealth Desk, I'm Katie Heiler. In the discussion about veterans' health care, the severity of the problem really depends on who you talk to. Some say the secret patient lists and unreasonable wait times are isolated instances.
I'm not saying that there aren't veterans that are unhappy. Certainly there are. But I think it's important to realize that the veterans are saying in Missouri that overall they're very pleased with their care.
That was Senator Claire McCaskill on May 23rd. McCaskill reported that more than half of the patients who took her Veterans Customer Satisfaction Survey said they received above average care. But just a week later, outside the Truman Memorial Veterans Hospital in Columbia, Senator Roy Blunt said no one should be satisfied with the current standards of care at veterans hospitals. While the opinions of these lawmakers are important to the future of veterans' health care, what about someone who works with the healthcare system every day? KBIA's Hope Kerwin talked with Veteran Service Officer John McLean about his work with veterans in Joplin and Neosho. McLean works for the Missouri Veterans Commission to help veterans apply for medical treatment and other benefits.
And what are some of the greatest challenges that veterans in your service area face?
Some of them don't have transportation. We have homeless veterans that come in here from time to time, and you know, I hook them up with local charitable organizations for folks who are down on their luck at one time or another.
Based on your experience, what are the problems with the current system, and how do you think these problems could be fixed?
There are a lot of folks much higher up that are going to be making proposal fixes for what's going on with the VA system right now. I know that I really personally haven't had a lot of folks coming in here upset locally with how they're being treated through the system. And that, again, is just a local thing. We haven't heard a lot of complaints from Missouri veterans about how they're treated in the two systems, clinics and or hospitals that I have access to. So,
and before the issues at the VA hospitals in Phoenix and in St. Louis, how knowledgeable was the average person about the difficulties many veterans in our country face?
The only one that would have been knowledgeable would have been the veterans themselves. So, yeah, that would be, it's pretty limited. I mean, from time to time, politicians pop up and say, well, the treatment is terrible or the treatment is great, whatever they happen to be focusing on at that particular time. And unfortunately, right now, this is a terrible thing that's going on.
Senators Blunt and McCaskill have recently made veterans' access to health care and mental health care especially a priority on a state level. Do you think that all this awareness will have a positive effect on veterans' health care system?
Well, I'm hoping so, Like I said before, these people put their lives on the line in many cases for us to protect our freedoms, our liberties, et cetera. And to have them shortchanged or, shut out of benefits is just, I think it borders on being criminal.
For KBIA's Health and Wealth Desk, with Hope Kerwin, I'm Katie Heiler. Thanks for listening.